Well, we'll see how he comes out of practice today. It was good to have Frank out there. Put him in as a limited participant start, but he obviously took a number of reps. So really how he responds to today will determine tomorrow and so forth. So it was great to see Frank back out there. He was in protective gear, okay? We were in an unpadded practice today, and Frank Zombo had protective gear to make sure he was okay. Okay? Okay. Absolutely not.
Like, what's the feeling about Brulaga?
How much further along? Brian Brulaga, he's not real happy with our doctor right now, so he's ready to go. He's chomping at the bit, so we're going through the process of him, you know, going through the hurdles of rehab. But Brian feels very good, and it's just something we continue to talk about in here, how the players feel and how the medical staff feels and what they need to do to get back on the field. So he's getting close. I mean, if you went there and asked him how he felt, he'd probably feel like he could play.
When you talked about that a lot last couple of weeks about players feeling versus medical staff feeling. Is there a line where you get to where the player can convince the medical staff to let go?
Well, that's all part of the job. I mean, it goes back to relationships. Every part of your program is about relationships, whether it's the trainers with the players, the strength coach with the players, the equipment managers with the players, all the way through. So, I mean, that's part of working together, understanding history of how players handle injuries, the history of that specific injury, so all that factors into it. So that's why they meet and they talk, and I stay out of the room when it goes on, because it's you have to eliminate emotion from tough decisions, and that's the way we're structured. I think they do a good job of it.
How's Ryan Grant coming along?
Ryan looked good today. It was good to have him back out there, so he's ready to go. I thought he practiced well, and he was back to him old self. He looked good. Well, he's definitely given him another playmaker. So offensively, I've always liked what Mike Mularkey's done on offense throughout the years here. Appreciate his work and what he's done with their offense. They're very disciplined, the ability to run it and throw it. They're really leaning more on the quarterback. Matt Ryan, who's playing very well, doing a lot more at the line of scrimmage, no huddle and so forth. So they've definitely have pressed the envelope more as far as the way they're attacking you to last year. So they really do have an excellent run and pass mix, but he definitely gives them another big weapon.
Mike, you've talked the last few weeks about uncommon opponents. This is the third time playing Atlanta in 10 months. Does it almost get like a division game feel, how well you know these guys?
Well, I think it definitely is going to have a probably a little bit of a playoff type feel, division feel to it, no doubt about it. It's a national TV game. They're a very good opponent. They're very successful, under Mike Smith at home, and even in the regular season. So we think this is going to be a hot game. I mean, we're excited to go down there and play on a big national stage. We fully aware of probably how they feel about us. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
How do you think they feel about you?
You have to ask them. I'm just getting my team ready to play.
Mike, in terms of Aaron Rodgers' accuracy, especially this year, how does a quarterback evolve to become an accurate quarterback like that? How much of this is a gift, and how much is something you work
on? Well, I think any time you talk about a player's performance, you first have to start with the player, because at the end of the day, he's the one that's out there doing it. So, I mean, I just can't say enough about Aaron Rodgers' skill set and his ability to play the quarterback position completely, whether it's throwing it from the pocket, throwing it off balance from the pocket, sliding, throwing the ball, moving out to his left and right. So he has all that. So obviously he's blessed with a lot of innate ability to accomplish that. But there is training that's involved. I mean, I think you have to give credit to our quarterback program. We've definitely have helped him from a fundamental standpoint, and I think he would tell you he's had good coaching along the way. So, and he understands that and appreciates that. But ultimately it comes down to the player. So the combination, I think, of his training, but even more so his God-given ability to throw the football.
Was there any change in feeling coming out of the Chicago game that maybe in that second half you may have been a little bit more ball control, and then was
did that change anything in your second half against Denver to say the way to secure a win is to just keep moving the ball and scoring?
Denver and Chicago. Oh, wow. You know, they really played us two different ways. So, I mean, the way the defense plays against you has a lot to do with the way you attack them. So, I don't think so. I mean, we have a situation, you know, meetings every single day, and no different than today. We'll do red zone, short yards, goal line, start talking about 4 minute, you know, playing with the lead. But we did have a major emphasis going into the Denver game about finishing the game. We felt that we did not do a very good job finishing games the first 3 weeks. So we felt we accomplished that for the most part, but we still had the two fourth quarter turnovers. So that was the one big negative of the offense was the fourth quarter turnovers. So that's something we have to get rid of, because that's 2 weeks in a row we've had two fourth quarter turnovers. So we're getting better in that area, but I wouldn't say the Chicago guy was really just the first three games of the year. We got to play four quarters, and we're definitely going to have to do it again Sunday night. Well, I mean, it's different. It's definitely different. Home and away is different, and really home is a lot different than playing away in a dome. So I think it's without stating the obvious. Played down in a regular season last year, then went back for the playoff game, and it was significantly louder. I mean, it was you could tell the first series was probably close to the Metrodome, and then that's about as loud as it gets. Superdome's, I think, is the loudest I've ever heard in Louisiana. So that's what we're preparing for. We're preparing for the playoff-type noise level. So it definitely affects the way you prepare. We did crowd noise today in our third down period.
What kind of a challenge does Tony Gonzalez present still in coverage at this point?
Tony's he's definitely a big physical threat because of his size and ability to get open. He's an excellent route runner. If you've ever had a chance to break him down, he's very technical in what he's trying to accomplish. His ability to use his body, go up and get the football. It's the first thing that stands out with Tony is just his ability to play in the red zone. He's still a very big target down there, and used accordingly. He even becomes a better player with both the, you know, the big wideouts on both sides of him. So still a very good player, still very productive. Can catch the football. He's a gifted man, and he's done it for a long time.
Mike, there's secondary struggle a little bit last year, especially as you guys in the playoff game. They didn't seem to make a ton of personnel changes. Do you see any scheme changes in the back?
Well, I'll say this about their defense. I think defense very well coordinated. That's one thing you see on film. You have to respect the way they play, very technically sound. As far as their scheme, they've played together now a while. I mean, they're a group that have been together. So when it, you know, the pressures and their stunts and coordination with coverage, I think is very good. I've been impressed on film on this year, just like we were last year. So, you know, as far as the secondary, you know, we made more plays than maybe they did last year. But they're a competitive bunch. They're very physical. I think they're one of the better pursuing defenses that will play. I mean, Chicago is definitely up there also in that category. So that this is a very aggressive, fundamentally sound defense.
A little extra motivation on their side since they were the number one seed. You guys knocked them out of the playoffs. And you listen to them. They just weren't on their game in that game.
Well, I would think that they would be motivated. Yes, I think that's only natural. I would think the playoff game will be part of their cut-ups and part of their preparation, just like it is for us. So. Yes, I mean we're fully expecting and looking forward to a very competitive football game.
Mike, have you seen Nick Collins since he got back from
surgery? I have not personally, but I'm told he's doing well and he's getting around fine. Just, you know, he's wearing the brace.
Mike, three of your top defensive graduates in Mount Williams, Clay Matthews, all are all kind of have injuries they're working through. Is that any factor, do you think, at all?
Well, when you're injured as a player, I don't care who you are, and you don't practice, it may not directly affect you as far as your performance, but the continuity that comes along with practice is important. And that's been part of our program really since after the first year. You know, we're a young football team. We're a football team that thrives and builds on getting better as the year goes on. We feel like we've been able to accomplish that. Staying healthy really helps you in that area. I'm trying to think back over the years. 07 was probably the healthiest team we've had, and I felt like that was the perfect scenario of getting better throughout the years. But when you do have injuries, it's a more of a challenge to continue to grow and get the continuity and so forth. So is that a factor? No excuses. We're not going to make any. We did it better than anybody, in my opinion, last year, overcoming injuries. But it's definitely part of our plan. You know, young players need to practice every single day, and more importantly, they need to practice with the people they're going to be playing with in the game. It definitely helps them. So we do have some veterans. Charles is definitely one of them that, he's got a number three banged up, and he's not as young as he used to. But he can still go out and play at a very high level on limited practice time. But that's not always the case for the younger guys, and it more importantly helps the younger guys when he's out there with them.